all to work together. Am I right? I think I've seen some things flashing across my screen.
Absolutely, Dr. Arwen. So I had the opportunity to have Andres Cubillos as my group leader, and he's an ex-U Florida State alumni. And we were talking about how currently there's FSU votes, so we started mobilizing with that and also connecting with Elise, that she attends Florida A&M, and then with SAMU's campus and FSU's campus, sort of bridging that organizing to increase yes, and sort of include both campuses in the area, as well as stretching out to the community of Tallahassee.
Whoa, Daryl, that's some powerful stuff.
And that is, Barbara, and we know that, you know, we have quite a few of our TJC alumni at Florida State, and we have quite a few of them over at FAMU. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to watch that develop. And Barbara, we're going to do all we can to be certain that that becomes that force up there in Florida.
My, absolutely. And we are looking at, you know, more targeted programming to do in Florida, you know, to challenge, you know, some of the very ugly policies that Ron DeSantis, the governor, has come up. But what I try to point out to people is that a lot of this MAGA movement is not just DeSantis or Abbott or Trump. They are representatives of the movement, but the movement comes from the fear of the great white replacement theory and the fact that this country is becoming more and more a nation of people of color, and folks just hate it. They fear it because they want it to be a white country, and they want white political dominance, and that's why they fight the vote so much. And folks need to understand that. But that's why all of us who have been targeted, you know, because of our race, but of course, also be very clear, the youth vote. We talked a lot about the power of the youth vote, and I want to hear from all of you, one by one, what you came out feeling. The bus had on it, the power of the Gen Z vote. The bus, you know, talked about Poder Latinas. It talked about, you know, all of our communities. I want people to talk, each one of you, to tell us what it means to have Gen Z and young millennial voting power, because it's under attack. Cleta Mitchell and all the others are attacking young voters.
I'll start off. With the organization that I run, we follow youth from eighth grade up to their senior year. And, of course, we know a lot of seniors are eligible to vote before they graduate, and then some of them after, but before the elections of that year. So one thing that I left feeling like I needed to do is lead a charge to get more of those high schoolers registered to vote. So
Love it.
Off conversation with some local high schools for us to get in there and do voter registration and voter drives that are focused at first-time voters. So that is how I left feeling.
Others?
Okay. I personally, I left our training fired up. As we know, in the Gen Z and Gen Z and some of millennials, on certain sides there's excitement, but then widespread there's not excitement about voting. And so I left charge to hopefully charge others to see how their decision and their voice now will impact their future and what's going to happen going forward. I think when we look at our ancestors, we look at those that have come before. Some are ancestors because our voting rights are so young. My voting right is younger than my grandparents. And so when I look at that, they fought to have a voice. And when we don't vote, we willingly give up our voice. When we allow our voice to be oppressed by not voting due to the systems in play, I just want to inspire our generation to get our voice back. get our voice back, utilize our voice, and recognize our voice matters. Our voice is impactful. We have to be intentional on using our voice. Our generations that came before us thought that we could have a voice, and when we don't vote, we give up a voice that many have died for, many have suffered for, many have seen the voting rights come and go. And that's why voting is so important amongst our generation, because it was a generation that died for our voting rights. And if we don't vote, we give up our vote.
Well, and also you're the people having the children. The future depends upon our voting, right? The future. Daryl, I think we better start getting some information, right, on how people can reach our amazing guests so that we can, and then get some final thoughts.
Okay, that sounds good, Barbara. So Angel, you know, people are listening to you. They hear about this wonderful woman that is a graduate of Bethune-Cookman. If they want to get in contact with you, how do they reach you?
Yes, a graduate of the great Bethune-Cookman University Hill Wildcats. You can find me in the community in Jacksonville, Florida. We are doing community actions. We are serving the Black and Brown communities in our area. You can also find me on Instagram at @that_angel_face.
All right. And Stazija, same question of you. You know, they're hearing this this bison speaking out of Howard University. They're wondering, how do I get a hold of this sister? Stazija, how do people get in contact with you?
Yes, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it's at the Wallace Foundation. All one word, and then WallaceFoundationBR.org, and email info@WallaceFoundationBR.org.
Okay. And Pastor Chauncey Brown, you know, folks want to come out to the church to hear the words that you are bringing because they've been so inspired. How do people get in contact with you, and when can they hear you minister? And where?
Find me every single Sunday at 10:45 a.m. Central Standard Time at the Second Baptist Church of Maywood, 436 South 13th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 60153. You can find me at the Rainbow Push Coalition any given day at 930 East 50th Street, Chicago, Illinois. You can find me on social media. My Instagram is IMCDBrown_. Facebook, Chauncey D. Brown. And email, Pastor S. bcmaywood@gmail.com.
And Gisela Alvazura, the same question of you. How can people find you, this wonderful sophomore that's doing sociology and pre-law at State University?
Thank you. Yes, so my LinkedIn is my name, Gisela Alvazura. And then also on Instagram, my Instagram is GISUMBELA. And I'm always organizing, very active on FSU's campus, so that's a great way to find me.
Wow. And Daryl, I think we would like each of you to do a quick 1 minute. You got to learn how we do 1 minute. Your closing thoughts in 1 minute. Much love to all of you. Your closing thoughts in 1 minute.
And adding that closing thought, why somebody should go to the September training. They're on the fence. They don't know whether they want to do it or not. But in September, we'll be at the Congressional Black Caucus in D.C. Add in why you think they should attend that training. We'll start with you, Angel.
Angel?
I apologize. My microphone was on mute. But, yes, you should go to the September training because it is, like I was saying earlier, career-defining. It really they merge you into the politics of the area so you don't feel like an outsider. I didn't feel like I was visiting Phoenix. I felt like I was a part of the movement in Phoenix, and I left feeling like that. But I just want to leave you guys all with the acronym of PEACE, politics, education, arts, community, and economics. That is the thing that our communities need.
Amen. The next, Reverend Chauncey.
And Pastor Brown.
Yes.
Absolutely. If I could close, it's simply to tell you this. You have a right no rights should be stripped. You have the right to fight for your rights. You have a responsibility to fight for your rights. For my Gen Z and millennial voters and voters all over the country, the weight of our future is upon our action right now. You must apply to go to the September training at CJC, for it is a training, as I would say, that will put the pieces of the puzzle together right now. To help right now. There's a lot of things I thought I knew. There's a lot of things that I hope to know. And the training was nothing short of a time of learning, a time of fellowship, a time of family, faith, and fight for voter rights. And
thank
so
you.
I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chauncey. Gisela Alvarez. Gisela.
Yes. So this training was definitely, as my peers have mentioned on this call, it was extremely impactful. Not only did it strengthen my own passion to become a public servant in the future, but as Pastor Brown mentioned, if you want to leave with a family, definitely apply for the September conference, especially if you want to learn all of these different things from amazing panelists, all of the information that will have you already with the toolkit to leave ignited, inspired, and motivated to continue to defend those in the community.
Wow.
And Sadisha, you get the last word for the Gen Z training class of 2024 as to why someone should get off the fence and go ahead and enroll and try to get into the September training class in Washington, D.C. Sadisha.
Well, as a graduate of Howard University, I think I may be a little biased in saying that D.C. is like the best city in the world, right? So beyond D.C. being like the place to be, you're going to be around so many like-minded people whose desire and interest to make change is there. So you don't want to miss out. You definitely want to put in that application, really think about what you want to get out of it. Because like we created action plans, and I'm so excited to get my action plan underway. So you'll leave with a full cup and able to pour into the communities that you came from and even more. So apply.
Thank you so much for that, Sadisha. Folks, you need to go to tjcoalition.org, tjcoalition.org. You'll get more information with regards to September training. Once we have posted it, you'll be able to start registering for and applying for that training over at tjcoalition.org. Barbara, any closing comments before we go?
Yes, much love to all of our new class of 2024. Much love to our guests today. And we say to everybody out there, this training is for free. We pay everything, all your travel, all your accommodations, everything, because it's time for Gen Z leadership. Talk to you
Thank
next
you, everybody.
Tuesday.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and a drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
WOL Washington, D.C. W240DJ Washington. 95.9 WMMJ HD3 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
I'm Ellie the Mammoth, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.